Today's episode of The Mom Game is presented by our friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the shop, click, drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home. And who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule that delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. And welcome to Not Inside the Coppola Studios for episode 289 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs. And we are sadly not together because this is actually our second recording of episode 289. We had some audio difficulties apparently when we shot in our normal home. So we're running it back from the home Coppola Studios, and I would be drinking straight from a bottle of Coppola right now if it wasn't 9 o'clock in the morning. So, Julie, how goes it?
It goes fine. Let's talk through your morning drop-off, because I think that's very relatable. It's a morning where it's storming.
Yeah, so it's a morning where it's storming. Right now we only have one dog in the house. And that is the neurotic dog that doesn't like storms. So she's been following me around all morning, literally got in the shower with me.
Pounding water than.
Just listen, don't try to make sense of it.
Tell her that doesn't make any sense. If you're scared of storms, why do you like the shower storm?
I know. I don't know. But now the rain has ceased and she does appear to be settling in and she's sleeping on the chair in front of me. And then usually Henry has football and I get him out the door by 6:30 in the morning. Everything runs smoothly. And today is Wednesday. He doesn't have football. So I had to take him to school and then drop off as a nightmare. And but here we are. Yeah. Kumbaya. Yeah. I literally sang Kumbaya on the way to take Henry to school this morning. To try to bring myself back from a dark place.
With him in the car?
Yes. And he just laughed. I mean, and we took Izzy in the car with us because I'm afraid of what she would do in this house if I left her unattended during a storm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how's good your morning times.
Good. I didn't do drop off. Kelly's usually the driver and sometimes I ride along and we have like family fun in the car.
Oh, that's but cute.
Today I did not. And cause I was cleaning my new kitchen. I wanted to clean up breakfast.
The new kitchen,
cleaning up breakfast. Good. It's great. Having a new kitchen makes mornings really exciting. Like you go make your coffee and everything's nice and new. It feels good. But I did turn on the news and I was like, well, we're shooting today. I'll turn on the news and see what's going on in the world. And there was a shooting in downtown Dallas at the ICE facility.
Yeah, I just heard about this. Jasmine just told me.
Yeah, so that's big news in Dallas today.
Yeah,
because obviously anytime there's a shooting, but it was at the ICE facility downtown. So I saw our friends at Fox. Like I saw Steve Noviello already outside the building reporting. And if we were at Fox today, it would have been a lot. But it looks like 3 people died. And the last I heard is that they were detainees that were shot. So, yeah. So it's going to be a big, terrible thing. And also all of downtown Dallas was shut down with traffic and like 35 shut down. So don't go down there. But yeah, I was like, I'm just going to watch Good Morning America. And here's some, I did get Jenna Bush's moment of happiness burst or something where she pops on with the or I guess it's the Today Show on her channel, the Today Show, and she popped on with like a fun, happy story, and then she leaves and it goes back to the real news of the day. Like the whole evolution of Jenna Bush being a big time news person still blows my mind, Emily.
I know. It is kind of crazy. It's also crazy. The whole evolution of our world right now is very hard to comprehend.
So it's a lot.
Talk about some stuff in the news desk a little bit later. But the kitchen's good, but yes. I did want to ask you, like, how's the maintenance of everything? Like, you know, are you a new woman?
It's great. So the family concierge came in, they worked Friday and they worked Monday with a team of like four people on each day. And I'm just going to say, like, that's the only way to do a move back in situation. It's too overwhelming for one person, even two people. And we all know, okay, I'm not just going to say husbands are only like this, because I'm like this too. It's like really hard tasks. It's hard for me to get started. And then it's really hard for me to lock in and like and you're good at that, but like just do it all the way until you're done. Like, I'll get distracted. He'll get distracted. You find reasons to get distracted if it's something you're not enjoying. So a move-in situation or anything like that, that's a big task, or like a garage clean out or reorganizing kids' clothes and going through and getting stuff out that doesn't fit anymore. Like, those things are the bane of my existence. And I wish I wasn't this way, but I think a lot of people are. So that's when you call in the troops, in my opinion. And the family concierge came in and helped get us all moved in. And so everything's really organized. Like, I was excited to share with you that I don't have cereal boxes. I don't have like boxes for anything anymore, because apparently also like the bugs and the mice like those, and moths and everything. So we have plastic containers just like you do in your perfect little pantry. I'm doing my best impression.
I need pictures of this organization. I need to see it.
It's pretty amazing. And we have like more than enough storage, which is great. So like there's a whole drawer for like supplements and my electrolyte powder and all the things I'm trying, like the worm cleanse that's still sitting around. You know, I have like a drawer for that. It's like there's like a place for everything. Even my junk drawer, we had to negotiate with Lee from the family concierge, who's going to come on in a few weeks and give all of these amazing tips for our listeners. But like, we wanted a junk drawer, and she's like, you don't need a junk drawer. And we're like, we do need a junk drawer. Look, how about we don't call it a junk drawer? You can put your little organized things in the drawer, but we need somewhere where we put like pens and notepads and Sharpies and scissors and like the grab thing. So she's like, okay. And this was more Kelly too, because he loves his junk drawer. And she was like, I'll give you a drawer, but it's going to be organized and you're going to keep it that way. So we have our junk drawer, but we're not calling it a junk drawer. I think we're calling it like, I forget, like necessities compartment or something. So that was amazing. And I'll take some pictures and do a big like stuff on social media. I just been waiting on the kitchen to be finished out. Like, we don't have all our hardware in yet. Some of our finishings, like I'm doing a little gold thing on the vent hood. We just ordered some lighting for above the island area. So once it's all done, I'll be sharing it all to the
social. Okay. And what are the odds that you're going to maintain this level of organization?
I'm in. This is a whole life change organization. I told you I read the Marie Kondo book as I was emptying stuff out and only kept things that bring me joy. Like, you know, screwdrivers, Sharpies, and tape measures and Sharpies.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot less, and like the movers, I just noticed today, I was like, there's a table that didn't get moved back. I must have told them not to move it back. Okay. So now I have all these tablecloths that don't go anywhere because I don't have the table. So I just literally didn't bring stuff back in that I didn't want. So
well, I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. And I can't wait to see all the things, the organization.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so excited. What?
You might need to sing Kumbaya for a second because someone is here and my dog's freaking out.
Oh dear. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Okay, so hey, Mom Gamers, just hanging out, waiting for Julie to come back and join us. And we'll continue on with the show as soon as she comes back. But in the meantime, we're just going to continue on. I'm not sure if we're going to, did the rapture happen? Where is Julie? The dog's freaking out. Belle is freaking out. The rapture did not happen. Julie is back.
I can't wait to see that 1 minute of podcasting greatness.
What was happening?
Well, there's someone here. That's the thing. There's all this stuff that's still happening. So she freaks out every time someone comes that she doesn't recognize, which is good. She's saving my life from the male people and guys that are putting on hardware.
Yes. Okay. So on that note, I only have one dog right now because Gallo is back with my friend Robbie at, or your friend Robbie too, at Estill Dog Psychology, because he was getting, I don't know, just a little, like, he was reacting weird when not everyone would come over, but certain people. And like, I had people over Thursday for a wine night and he was fine with everybody. And then this one girl came in who, God bless, I didn't even know. And he starts like nipping at her ankle. And so I like get him outside. And then I was like, I'm so sorry. She's like, I actually have boxers. I'm like, what the fuck happened? So then he and Izzy got into it over food. And so I just called Robbie and I'm like, what do I do? And he's like, bring him to me. Let's do a little reboot, reset, figure out
Robbie
what's going
on. Robbie to the rescue.
Yeah, Robbie to the rescue. So anyway, I'll keep you posted on that developing story. But yeah, I just feel like.
So you just have the one right now.
So I just have one crazy, but now she's calmed down. She's sleeping with her. Yeah, she's sleeping right in front of me. So bless that.
Why do we do this to ourselves? Like, dogs are great, but it's.
They're
like
lot.
Get the kids to school and then you got to deal with another neurotic thing.
Yeah. I mean, literally Izzy got in the shower with me this morning. It's unreal. But yeah, dogs, we love them, but they're a pain in the ass sometimes.
Yes.
Okay. So we need to get to some sportsy stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
We do have some sportsy stuff. And our sports courts today brought to us by our friends at Baylor Scott and White, Emily, Baylor Scott and White, and the Mom Game want you to unleash your frog power with our friends at Baylor Scott & White. All Saints is the proud sponsor of TCU Athletics. Baylor Scott & White Health is giving you the chance to win a football signed by Coach Sunny Dykes. What a cool mom or dad you would be if you just randomly had a surprise autographed football for your children. Here's how to enter. Snap a picture of the QR code that's on your screen. It'll take you straight to the entry form, or you can visit the Mom Game Instagram. Click the link in our bio. It is right there in our bio. It's living there, labeled Baylor Scott and White Enter to Win Contest. And that is how you can enter to win this contest to get an autographed football by Coach Sunny Dykes. Also, while you're there, you can check out Game Day Tips to keep you at your peak so every game feels like your best game. And remember, at Baylor Scott and White Health, you've always got a team that has your back. Entries must be received prior to 11:59 p.m. on December 1st. So you do have some time to go enter that contest. A big Cowboys game coming up. They just shit the bed against the Chicago Bears, Emily, and now they're getting ready for the Packers.
Yeah, they are. And I don't want to spend too much time on the Cowboys because I feel like it's just a broken record with them. It's not good. But first, I want to talk about the Sunny Dykes and TCU. Huge win over SMU in the Iron Skillet game, the last one. I was there at Amon G. Carter Stadium. We have season tickets because my husband went to TCU. So I took the kids. He was out of town. It was a really good game. I had one eye on that game and then the other eye on the Texas Tech Utah game, and Tech effing dominate. Well, I say that it was a good game through three quarters, and then Tech really put it on in the fourth quarter. Their defense is ridiculous. I'm so excited about this team. I can hardly stand it. I'm just so excited. So yeah, big wins for some Texas teams. Texas got back on the right track. Arch Manning got back on the right track against a terrible opponent, but nonetheless, back on track. And then the Arch Manning thing with his mom was kind of funny. Him mentioning his mom. Did you see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he, you know, he's been frustrated because he hasn't been playing up to his, you know, potential, and everyone's, you know, he's got such a huge target and spotlight on him. And I think it becomes overwhelming. And he's still, I mean, you have to remember, he's still a kid. Like, he's young. And, you know, all this pressure and expectations, and, you know, then he finally kind of unleashes and he, like, you know, broke a tackle or knocked somebody down to get in the end zone and kind of stood over him and flexed. And he was asked about it, you know, after the game. And he's like, yeah, I probably should have, you know, reined it in a little bit. My mom wasn't too happy about that.
I love that.
Which I thought was, you know, cute, but also too, like for the people that are like, you know, I mean, and I understand his mom being like, son, like, let's, you know, let's clean that up a little bit. But like people who get so up in arms about, you know, whether it's college athletes or professional athletes showing emotion, I'm like, just shove it. Like, I'm so tired of the right way crowd. Like, this is the right way to do it. And the, oh, so you're, this is your way. So it's the right way. Like, no, you're not the right way police. There is no such thing. So zip it. So I get where his mom was coming from, but also too, it's like this, at the end of the day, this is entertainment and these guys are playing with emotion and fire and energy. And, you know, as long as you're not being like a total D, which maybe flexing over him might've been a little too much, but I'm a fan of any kind. Sorry, not any kind. I'm a fan of, you know, players, athletes showing emotion in their sport.
Yeah,
sure.
We don't want like robot athletes, right?
No,
like, that's their fans have a lot of emotion when they're watching a game, and it is cool when you see the players have a lot of emotion. There's a fine line if you're just like being a total asshole.
Yeah.
But he even said, he's like, yeah, that just felt really good. I needed to get into the end zone, and maybe he overreacted a little bit. I love too that he did shout out to his mom, say that his mom was upset. It's like, we never like that feeling that you have watching your kids and you always want them to be kind, be polite, do the right thing. And you're kind of looking over them, breathing over their neck. Like when they're interacting with adults, especially or whatever, we're always in the back like, hey, what did you say, please? Did you say thank you? Like that goes all the way through their whole life.
Yeah.
And I love that his mom's sitting there like, I didn't approve of that celebration. Maybe we have her on.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. I mean, famous family. That'd be great.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, and I know there's a fine line and I know there's no, you know, there's no rules for it, but I just think that there's room for emotion and all that kind of stuff in sports. You know, I mean, I've seen it with, you know, firsthand with Adolis Garcia. It plays with so much emotion and, you know, that rubs people the wrong way. And it's kind of one of those things where it's almost like if it happened, if that dude or that chick is on your team, you're like, yeah. And then if they're not, you're like, that sucks. You shouldn't act like that. You know?
Yeah.
The double standard that, you know,
it happens even with the kids sports, right? Like,
oh, for sure.
When Anna's 7-year-old soccer, like we played this other team, the Queen Wolves, it was so cute. They're the Queen Wolves. We're the Queen Bees. And they were like pushing, shoving all that. And Ryder was like, mom, they're not acting like queens and they're not treating us like queens either. But like lighter. Then when our girls go to push back, we're like, yeah, like, you know, so it's so true.
It's one of many areas of our life where there's a giant double standard. Yeah. And so, we're working our way through it. And then also too, one more college football news, Mike Gundy out at Oklahoma State,
which is he still 40?
He's definitely not still 40.
Oh, I thought he was like 40 into perpetuity.
When I did Big 12 sidelines, I loved talking to Mike Gundy. And I feel like his, you know, kind of give a shit really declined as his career continued, where he was like, this is who I am and I'll say what I want. And, you know, it was a fantastic run at Oklahoma State for him, but you know, he's kind of in that Dabo Sweeney camp where like the willingness or lack of willingness to adapt to the changing college football landscape with NIL and transfer portal and all that, I think just ultimately led to, you know, the game has kind of passed him by and because of the way that he, you know, he kind of refused to play in that sandbox and, or if he did, it was very begrudgingly. And so, yeah, he was like the elder statesman, definitely of the Big 12, and, you know, up there in college football, as far as tenure at one school. So, pretty big news out of Stillwater. I mean, and then
just responsible for one of the most epic college football press conferences ever.
For sure. And they had really good, great success under him. Like there was times when Oklahoma State was very much in the mix for, you know, Big 12 championships, playoffs, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And then two-decade run, winningest coach in school history, 18 straight bowl games.
Yeah. I mean, they'll build a statue for him, as they should. The other news out of Oklahoma is,
can I just do it once? I'm a man. I'm 40.
Okay.
I'm a woman. I'm 40. That's all I thought about when I turned 40.
You are 40.
Yeah, that was like the most epic Mike Gundy moment.
I need a little more fire from you. Let's
Why?
Go. Come on. I need a little more Mike Gundy.
You know what happened on June 4th of what? This past year? I turned 40. Woman. I'm 40. I say what I want. I made a whole podcast to say what I want. I'm losing my voice.
Oh. I'm 40. Okay. This is.
Do you want to do it?
No, I'm good. I'm 48. It doesn't play as well. It definitely doesn't play as well. Okay, one more quick sport. Well, we've established the Cowboys aren't. It's not good. Officially, the Rangers are out. Also, it happened on Tuesday night, and they're done. They have 0.000% chance of making the playoffs. They are officially eliminated. So, a very confusing, frustrating, hard to figure out season has come to an end for the Rangers, and the offseason will be quite interesting, starting with Bruce Bochy. Is he going to be back? My hunch is no.
Really?
Is his
contract up?
His contract is up. He had 3 years. Yeah.
That fizzled there at the end of the contract, didn't it?
Yeah. And then
started off so strong.
I know. And then what key players are not going to be back. I mean, guys that we've really gotten used to, guys that helped win a World Series. So that's going to be something to watch for sure in the offseason.
Who had a season where they came out like better than they started as far as their performance and where they kind of ranked and
from start to finish this season?
Yeah. Like who had a good season where you're like, okay, they're going to be a mainstay, you know, maybe.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, Josh Smith really established himself, but he kind of tailed off later in the season. I mean, it's hard to find a guy that was consistent from start to finish. And then you talk about the injuries. And
was he a positive story out of the season? I mean,
he got sent down to the minors. It's Jake at Berger. 1.2 points a season. Yeah. I mean, Jock started out so slow, then turned it on. Like it's hard to find an offensive player that was consistent from start to finish. I mean, it really is.
Pitching was a step up.
Yeah, pitching was fantastic. You know, they'll get Nathan Eovaldi back after injury. Pretty sure he's not up. Yeah. And then like we never had John Gray this year. You know, it's just there's a lot of questions surrounding this team. So anyway, there's our little one more back to college football. Yeah, this is what I was trying to say. John Mateer. He's got to have this. I'm sure Kelly was devastated by this news. John Mateer has to have surgery on his throwing hand. So he's going to be out. They're saying like 2 to 4 weeks, but I mean, surgery on your throwing hand, they were pretty vague about it. Yeah.
For that Mizzou OU matchup coming up in a few weeks that we're going to go to.
So kind of,
Kelly and OU fans.
Yes. So, but he was like the Heisman hopeful after, you know, the first month of the season.
Yeah, you hate to see that, especially.
You don't ever want that,
but a Heisman hopeful, like you want the best of the best.
Yeah, you don't ever want to see
great seasons.
Dudes get hurt for sure. Okay, that's our sportsy sports time. What's on your feed? Brought to us by our friends at Audrey Dolan's Media and Energy Bot. I'll hit on ADM first. You've all seen our socials. They are definitely more polished than they used to be before ADM took over. They can do pretty much anything you can think of in terms of marketing. They've got brand management, monetization management, collaboration management. They manage influencers. They create content. They can do photography. They manage our social media, and then they do website design as well, which they revamped our entire website. It looks amazing. And they send out our weekly newsletter, which we love. Always wanted to do, but never really could find the time. So they help us do that. We would love it if you would go to our website, our brand new website, and subscribe to that newsletter. So thanks to Audrey Dolan's Media for stepping up our social game.
That's right. Also, big thank you to a new sponsor here on the show, Energy Bot. They have helped both Emily and I. We're in the process of getting our energy bills in check. We both had that like sinking feeling. Every time you get that energy bill, you just feel like you have to pay it and you don't have many options. Well, it turns out you do. And Energy Bot can help you shop all of the different companies. They can help save you money. And they've found with research that about 75% of Texans are not shopping. They just sign up based on providers or the first plan that they see. we try to be so smart on other ways, like with our budget and shopping. And when you're buying clothes, even you're like, oh, I'm going to get this. It's a little bit cheaper. With energy, you're just like, here's something. I have to do this. I will send you all my money. And we shouldn't be doing that. You can save around 20% or more on your electricity bill just by shopping around with EnergyBot. They conducted a research study last year that found that 87%, one of the cheapest plan, 98% could not identify the cheapest plan. They didn't even know, which kind of makes us all feel silly, right? These plans are getting trickier, more confusing. They tell you nights and weekends are off. They have all these marketing gimmicks that are really just designed to trick you into paying more. You don't want to pay people who are just tricking you. It's progressively getting more difficult and time consuming for consumers to find the cheapest plan. Go to energybot.com and find out more. They can find you the best price, save you money, and then you have more money for your Coppola champagne or whatever it is that you want, your new kitchen, your dog training, whatever it is that you want to spend that extra money on. Make sure that you do your due diligence with EnergyBot. We also have our own specific link that you can find on all of our social media channels. We should put it in the link in the bio too. So we'll do that so people can find that EnergyBot link.
Yeah. And it'll be in our newsletter too. But yeah, we're both going through the process, working with Jordan at EnergyBot, and she analyzed our bills and our contracts and all that kind of stuff. And so we're going through the process with her right now, which is super, like you said, super eye-opening. Like, cause you just don't know. You just sign up for an energy plan and you pay the bill and it's high as shit. And you're like, dang it. So anyway, it's, and then too, she's like, if we can't save you any money, we just, you know, you can rest easy knowing that you've got a good plan. So
yep.
Shout out to our friends at EnergyBot. Okay. Social stuff. I know you had talked about yesterday, funny things that we can involve our husbands in.
Uh-huh.
So one of them that you didn't know about is the, do you wish you were more athletic thing that's been going around. And I think I'm super late to this party. I think it's been going around for a while, but it's basically where like you ask your husband if he wishes he was more athletic. And it's just like the responses are so funny to me because, and I listen, like the blind confidence that my husband has, I am so envious of. Like, it's just like, good God. Like, it's so anyway, I did this and it absolutely cracked me up. I sent it to you and Jasmine. We'll post it at some point on our social medias, but it was like, you know, like Randy Johnson, who's like in the Hall of Fame, one of the best pitchers of all time. And his daughter like had the camera set up at lunch and they're like just talking. And she's like, I mean, do you ever wish you were more athletic? And he's like,
it's so like, funny. Cause you're just like going straight to the core, hit him where it hurts. Make fun of the manhood and you're the wife, right? Like you're the person there.
Right. Wife, daughter, whoever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's one thing if you're my husband, but it's another thing if you're Randy Johnson, like, and it's like, do you wish you were more athletic? And he's like, do you need to see my Hall of Fame jacket? What about like, I mean, it cracked me up. So anyway, I did this with Mike and his response was so incredibly perfect, in my opinion, that it made me die laughing.
We need to have some of our wife friends that have been on do it to their professional athlete husbands. How funny would that be?
Like
if we had Kate do it to Tyler Sagan.
That would be hilarious.
You know?
I know. That would like be
you're just
funny.
Sitting there with Tyler
Can
Sagan.
Can you imagine like Maddie Seeger asking Corey, like, do you ever wish you were more athletic?
We need to do this, Emily.
There's one like two World Series MVPs.
Yes, it'd be so funny.
And so it's still funny. Like in the prime of his career.
Yeah.
Maybe just a little bit more athletic.
Anyway, yeah, it'd be great. Mike's reaction was awesome. Like you said, we'll post that.
Oh,
it was
my gosh.
So funny. And I love it.
Well, you know what we should do? We should insert it here. Since we're taping. Yeah. Okay.
Can
so
we insert it here, Jasmine? Yes.
Insert Mike's response right here. We can do that.
Do you ever like wish you were more athletic?
I'm real athletic.
But like more athletic.
I don't think I can be.
Oh, that's my husband, ladies and gentlemen.
And even if you're just listening,
you'll still hear it. Okay, you don't. Yeah. The video's not great. I mean, yeah, it's because I had to hide the camera. because I didn't want him to think I was, you know, setting him up.
Right. My favorite is like that y'all were talking sports and then it led you into it. So it was perfect.
Well, I didn't intend to do it. But then when we started talking about sports, I was like, this is the perfect opportunity. So then I turned the camera on and like set it, like it just set it down where he couldn't see it. And he just was totally unfazed. Like it just was amazing. But anyway, you had another one that you wanted us to do.
Yes, I did. So we've talked about the Charlie Kirk, everything that's going on. It's a lot, but I will say out of this, like, I really respect our Erica Kirk and how she's handled everything. And so they're all, I guess I've watched some of her, you know, her speech at his ceremony, at his funeral was really good. All that. So now she's in my feed. So I saw something that I thought was really funny on Instagram where they're saying that this is another challenge going around, kind of like the, do you wish you were more athletic? But this is something I think would be perfect for us because we talk about how we are not the wives that love to like cook and serve. We're not like, I'm here to serve. Maybe I should be more that way, but I'm just not. And so something that she, because their whole relationship and something that he always spoke about was like the man, you know, he's in charge of the finances. You work late at night, early in the morning, whatever you need to do to take care of your family. And then the wife, she does a lot. She can do a lot of other things. She can also work, but it's important to like serve your husband and submit to your husband. So one of the things that, she said, and she put on social media is like that we should, that's now going around and I guess going a little bit viral, is going up to your husband and asking him what 3 to 5 meals that you would prefer that you cook for him. And so the thing is not a joke, like it's real, like she's saying like we should all do this or whatever. It's fun, just try it and you'll see how much it helps your relationship, marriage, whatever, if you kind of become that wife that does this. But for us, I think it's kind of a joke. I mean, let's be real, that would be a total like personality flip if we just became that person. But I want us to ask our husbands and see what they say. I haven't done it yet. I blew the Are You Athletic on Kelly when we shot yesterday. He actually called in. It was funny. And I asked him and his initial reaction was, are you live right now? He knew I was joking. But this one he doesn't know about. So I'm going to do it tonight and I'll report back and ask Billy what his favorite, like what 3 to 5 meals he thinks that I should cook for him and see how he reacts.
Okay. All right. I'll do it too. Okay. Should we get to news desk? Cause we also have a guest.
Yes. Let's get to news desk. Okay.
Is brought to us by our friends at Rev Entertainment. Rev, of course, is the, company business, operations behind everything at Globe Life Field, except for Rangers games. So they do everything else, concerts, other sporting events, everything outside of Rangers games falls under the purview of Rev, and they are fantastic. They're one of our longtime great partners here, and they always have something really, really cool going on. And this one is super cool, especially for those diehard Rangers fans, because if you've ever dreamed of stepping onto the diamond and living out your big league dreams, now is your chance, because it is the Texas Rangers Fantasy Camp presented by National Car Rental, and it is heading to Surprise Stadium January 7th through the 11th of 2026. So that's the Rangers spring training facility. This is the real deal. Campers will compete in a 6-game season with teams coached by Rangers legends. We are talking about pro-level equipment, your own personalized, authentic Rangers uniform, daily meals, hotel, transportation. Everything is included. Plus, you will make lifelong memories with fellow campers at special events like the welcome reception, the awards dinner, and even a reunion during the season at Globe Life Field. So this is your shot to live like the pros. Sports are limited. Spots are limited, I should say. So secure yours today at texasrangers.com/fantasycamps. And this is such a cool deal for those who really want to live out their dreams of being a big leaguer.
Yes, it is so cool. I would love to have my kid get to have that experience. Also, this October, of course, National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you can make a direct impact on the fight to end breast cancer. And the Mom Game is the official media partner, actually, of Susan G. Komen. And we are helping them spread the word about their upcoming walks. There is one in Fort Worth and there is one in Dallas. The one in Dallas is a race. The one in Fort Worth, more of a walk that you might think of when you think of the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk. In Fort Worth, it's coming up Saturday, October 4th at the shops at Clear Fork. And in Dallas, it is at UT Dallas on Saturday, October 18th. If you know somebody that has battled breast cancer, it could be really cool to ask them if they would want to put a team together, or however you want to do it. You can spread the word within people that you work with. Some people just like to donate and don't want or need to go to the walk. Either way, if you can support this wonderful cause, please do. Learn more by visiting komen.org/FTW walk for Fort Worth, or komen.org/Dallas race, all one word, for the Dallas walk. And thank you to Komen for being such great partners. And we are very excited. Our logo is going to be on the back of their t-shirts. Everybody that walks in the More Than Pink Walk, and glad to be their official media partner.
Yeah. And we've got some big events coming up with Komen coming up this fall and next spring as well.
Yes, we do. So we'll tell you all about those as they come.
Super exciting. Okay, there was a couple news items I know you wanted to discuss, or that you mentioned that I probably haven't heard about much about.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Yeah. Two briefly. The first one was Camp Mystic. I saw that they are opening up for next summer.
A couple of my girlfriends have really close ties to Mystic. One went there as a child, and then one that I'm pretty tight with, had a child, Coco, that I think I told you about, that made the bracelets, and she was there the week before. Anyway, and so it seemed like their reaction was, you know, positive, that they were excited that the camp was going to be opening again. But I'm sure that the families of those who were lost have very mixed feelings about it.
And I think that's what I'm hearing. And especially those families are a little bit like, that was one, the headline, I think, in like New York Times, it's like that they're kind of shocked and not happy, which I understand. They are going to do like a memorial for all of the kids lost. I just thought it would never be back. Like, I was shocked to hear that they would open. That's such a catastrophic tragedy that everybody's going to associate with the camp for so long, even including the director. Like, the director passed away, the husband, Dick. So yeah, Jessie, who's been on the show, my best friend, her daughter went there too. And I know last I had heard she was looking at other camps. I don't know if this will affect, but like, I think for the kids, it's probably hard to block that out. Right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they are shutting down that specific campground, like where the, right by the river,
right, so I think right on the river,
on the higher ground where they're opening up the camp. But I was honestly shocked when I saw that headline this week. I just figured at least they'd wait a little longer. But I guess it is a business, and that's their livelihood. That's their business, that it's been around for a really long time. And it does have some wonderful tradition to it. Also, this isn't even like a political, it's not, I don't want it to be political, but the big news this week with Tylenol, I mean, that affects moms. That
I'm confused, but and then there's conspiracy involving this
too,
right?
The Tylenol documentary.
I did.
Yeah, because you told your recap of it was a
shining
moment.
Can you hear my stomach right now? What is happening?
No,
there was just an earthquake in my stomach. It was like,
do you need to potty?
No. It's already been done twice today. We're good. It was like this rumbling, and it was slowly like making its way up that I thought it might come out like in a burp form.
You need to feed yourself, probably. That happened to me when I was getting a massage the other day.
That was the, I wish the mic would have picked it up, because I'm kind of disturbed as to what is happening, what just happened in my body right now.
Meanwhile, our producer Jasmine's jealous of your body going.
Magnesium. That's
Hot tips. Hot tips here on the Mom Game.
Hot tips. Take your magnesium, girls.
But yeah, the jarring news or whatever, like, okay, it came out yesterday.
Tell the news and then help me understand.
Like 2 days ago, it came out that and it was like the Trump administration that said, we've founded this big information on autism that can change, like, not cure it, but fix it, essentially. And they said that there's these studies that have come out now that they feel comfortable enough announcing to the world that pregnant moms who take Tylenol have a higher chance of their kids having autism. And so a lot of moms were speaking out. Apparently this is not a lot of doctors speaking out saying this isn't, like, there's no, you can't just go out and say this, it's not true, blah, blah, blah. But now Tylenol is even weighing in on it. And I think moms are just feeling really
confused. Did Tylenol, the screenshot you sent me, did Tylenol really tweet on March 7th of 2017, we actually don't recommend using any of our products while pregnant?
Apparently. And it was so long ago. Cause like I screenshotted and sent to Emily, it was Sam Steele, who's like, I'm so confused right now. I've had 3 kids and every single doctor said that I could have Tylenol when pregnant. But if Tylenol is actually I don't know. I don't know why.
But they said this 8 years ago. I'm so confused too.
Yeah. So it's a big thing right now. And I think everybody's confused. So I don't think we need have the answers, but if I were pregnant, I guess I'd probably not have any right now.
Yeah.
And that sucks. Like, a lot of pregnant people need it or need some sort of painkillers. There's probably a lot of people that are thinking, you know, I have a son that has level 1 autism. I'm sure I had Tylenol while I was pregnant. Do I think that's why? No. Am I going to have mom guilt for the rest of my life thinking I caused this? No. I mean, there's all kinds of science and studies. There's something else about, you know, if you ate fatty, I saw this just last week, like if you ate a bunch of sugar and fatty foods while pregnant, then your kid could have ADHD. It's like, okay, well, yeah, I mean, fuck, I had pregnancy cravings. Well, I have a kid with ADHD and autism. Is this all my fault? Like, I don't think it is, but I think it's causing a lot of moms needed one more thing to worry about, right?
Yeah.
I don't have a hot take or anything besides, you know, if you're Tylenol and you knew that and you didn't disclose it, well, then F you.
Is that why they say, I mean, we tweeted it in 2017. Like, right. I don't know. Like I said, I'm so dumb about news stuff, but this does seem very, it's just so much. It's all so confusing. And then everything turns into a argument, a conspiracy theory, a political argument. It's exhausting. Sorry for everyone. I don't feel like it's going to get better. Sorry, everybody.
It's hard because it sometimes is easier to not watch the news, but then of course you want to be informed. I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
No matter what your kid has they're dealing with or some diagnosis, I think we all love our kids and they're made exactly how they were supposed to be. And there's no reason for anyone to be stressing about something that Donald Trump's team said 2 days ago. We love our kids.
We're doing the best we can.
We're doing the best we can.
Okay. We got to get to our guest.
Yes. Speaking of doing the best we can, a really awesome guest this week, Julie Cole, joining us now to talk about her business, Mabel's Labels, and all of the wonderful things that she's been able to do with her career.
Thanks for hanging with us this week. We know we were a mess, but the first one, you guys should have seen it. It was fucking amazing. So take two, just give us some grace.
Thank you so much for joining us.
So happy to be here.
Yes, we're super excited. So, Julie, I have your bio here, and I'm going to ask you to just kind of explain it yourself. But you are a recovered lawyer, a mom of 6, holy moly.
Oh, my gosh.
And co-founder of Mabel's Labels. I feel like Mabel's Labels are the labels with your kid's name on them that almost everybody has, puts on all of their stuff to go to school, to camp, whatever. Obviously a wonderful mom and entrepreneur and an author, I believe. Thank you so much for joining us.
So glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Okay. So you know what? You're not the first, entrepreneur that I've met that is a recovering lawyer. What is it about the legal profession that sends, and probably that has to be a benefit that you kind of have that in your back pocket and you know kind of the
how to start a business?
Legalese stuff? Involved?
Yeah. Help me out here.
Yeah, look, okay, so I do think, and I think in anything somebody does in their past life, you're going to acquire skills and talents and, you know, that you can bring into whatever you're doing next. So never, I remember in the early days, I was like, oh my God, I'm making labels and I'm raising, like, changing diapers, and why did I bother going to law school? It's so hard. But, yeah, to your point, a lot of the skills were transferable. They came in handy, especially when it comes to negotiating with six kids.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you have six kids, but tell us what all it is that you are doing professionally.
Right. Okay, so another reason why I left law was because of the whole Mabel's Labels thing. I two big reasons. One was that there was a gap in the marketplace. I was, you know, a young mom, and along with my friends who I started it with, my sister and my two friends, we noticed there was a gap in the marketplace. People were losing stuff. We're using permanent marker and masking tape, and it didn't work. So we had a good idea. And then the second thing was that the eldest of my six kids had just turned three, and he was diagnosed with autism, and I really wanted to be able to have the flexibility with my work life to be able to do the advocacy and, you know, do the programming and get him to everything. And quite frankly, he had just turned three, and he already had two younger siblings, so it was already a bit of a gong show around here. So flexibility was the real key. So that was the catalyst for me when I said to the gals, okay, guys, like, we've had this good idea. What do you think? They're like, let's go. And that was 22 years ago.
Wow. Congratulations to you. So what's so funny is when Julie brought this to me, I was like, oh, I think the camp phase is done, but we can always use some stuff for school and whatever. And I was like, oh, Mabel's Labels, like, that sounds familiar. And then I got our package in the mail, and I was like, this is what we used when we went to camp. Like, this is what we used, which is really, really cool. And I hope that makes you feel good as a business owner, you know, and an entrepreneur and someone who came up with this concept to know that, like, it has staying power, and it's, you know, I didn't connect the two dots, but I'm a repeat customer now. You know what I mean?
Right. So it's very fulfilling for sure, especially that idea and that, you know, making parents' lives easier. That's really what we want to do. And we do that in everything, like our products, our content, you know, things we share, blog posts. You know, we're always thinking about how can we make parents' lives easier. And I think, you know, as moms who started a business, we kind of know our customer. We know what they want. We know that moms want to feel connected to brands. So we make sure that that connection is there.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? So I've asked this question of a couple people who are, you know, career-driven and also moms. I feel like you can do all the schooling. Obviously, in your case, you were a lawyer. You can do all the schooling. You can do all the research. You can do everything to get to a certain point. Once you have kids, everything changes. And I just love how many moms are kind of adapting their life to their life. At what point did you kind of decide, okay, you know what? Like, this is all consuming me. I, too, Julie, have a son who was diagnosed with level one autism. And it's just, I mean, it takes you over. And so that's why this podcast was started, not because of that. We started it 5 years ago, but because we needed a place to talk about our kids and our jobs, which for us was sports broadcasting. At what point was it that your family life just kind of started to take over to where you were like, you know what, it would be really cool to be able to merge all of this into a business?
Yeah, and I really do think it was with that diagnosis. But like I said, I was having more babies and that sort of thing as well. And it just felt like, you know, I think really that sense of when we felt like we arrived and we were going to, like, this was going to be something, was when the last of the four partners actually quit her day job and was like, you know what, this is sustainable, this is something. And you got to remember, we started this, like, 22 years ago. There was no social media, there were no podcasts, there was nothing, right? So it was a really wild time, and in fact, we're an e-commerce business, and back in those days, you know, people were even a little bit hesitant to put the Visa into the computer machine. Right? So it was really, we were quite, like, innovative. And you know, we've just created a culture at Mabel's Labels where we understand moms. So, you know, we know that we can be highly productive at weird times and in weird places, business plans and play dates. And, you know, so we've just kind of leaned in and we've carried that culture and that philosophy along. So, you know, when COVID hit and all these businesses were like, how are we going to cope? We were fine because we've always valued productivity over, like, butts and chairs, right?
Yeah, so I'm so fascinated by your story. First of all, six kids. Like, I've always said, like, I don't have the emotional or mental capacity to handle more than two, which I have. So how old are they now? How has this kind of, I don't want to call it a project, this business, this that you've built, how has it impacted them as far as seeing you take an idea? Are they able to appreciate it and, you know, and make it into what you've made it into?
Yeah, for sure. So they have been along for the ride, like, their whole lives, which is so interesting. And I think it does, you know, I've been able to be a good role model. You know, there have been sacrifices. There are things they've done without. There are times where I was like, I'm sorry, it's back to school season. I'm making labels full time. Like, you know, it's give and take. It ebbs and flows. We never get it perfectly right. But I think at the end of the day, you know, we can tell our kids to have a good work ethic. We can, you know, tell them to, you know, be honest in the way they conduct themselves. But I feel like they've seen that. And I do think this parenting thing is a role modeling gig. And I like that I led by example. And I like that they saw their mom doing something that she's passionate about and that she can have big goals within the family and outside of the family. So I'm really proud of that. And they're very proud as well. And I will say it is for you people who have little ones, like, and everyone says bigger kids, bigger problems. It's way easier. My youngest is 16. So I do have five in college. So it's a bit like, like when you pack them in tight, that's what happens. But, you know, as Mabel's Labels has grown and experienced, you know, tremendous success, we're a well-loved brand, first to market, you know, imitated, but nothing has been like us. And, you know, we employ, you know, 50 full-time people, but also, you know, I think about my son and how he has excelled through all of this as well. He's now 25 and he's doing a graduate program and he traveled around Australia last year, caught up with one of his sisters there. And, you know, he's got friends, he's a lifeguard, he drives, he's all that. And I, you know, I often joke that on my deathbed, I'll say he's my life's greatest achievement and the other five are okay. And me.
It sounds like everyone's cool. Everyone knows where they stand.
Awesome.
So are any of them entrepreneurs as well?
Well, time will tell. Right now, they're all, like, doing the do. Like, they're doing their heads and study. I got some who are, like, into sports. I've got one who's playing a national sport. I've got – they're all over the place, and it feels like a revolving door around here. And any time – I don't even know, like, who's going to walk in the house anytime. So – you do have to be, like, to your point about knowing your capacity, I think it's really good. Like, if you're like, I'm good with two, that is the perfect number for you. Obviously, I have, like, a little bit of, like, I don't get, not too much, like, knocks me off my kilter. Like, I don't get wound up. Like, I never cried because of kids. Like, I've never
That's amazing.
Like, been in a closet. And I know.
I've done all that a lot.
You just wouldn't have, you know, you just wouldn't have six kids if that was
That's true. It felt more natural to
you. Yeah, you've got to know your bounds.
Like, if I had six kids, I would just live curled up in a ball in a closet. Like, period, end of story.
Like, honestly, one to two is the hard part. Like, it doesn't get twice as hard every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay? So everyone who says to me, oh, I can barely manage my two, I'm like, well, you've actually done the hard lead. So,
yeah. Okay, I have a question for you before we go. So my son is – my daughter, too, but she kind of wants – she just kind of wants to make money. She doesn't really want to do anything to make money. My son, on the other hand, he had a trash cleaning business called Hens Bins. His name is Henry, and now he started this, like, T-shirt business called The Unit. And so he's doing these T-shirt designs and all that kind of stuff. You know, I'm trying to support him, but also be realistic about, like, how much work and how hard it is and how, you know, like you said, I mean, y'all were first to market. Like, this is a market that's saturated. Like, what kind of advice would you give to a young, because I want him to keep, I mean, let's keep doing it. Like, let's
get bigger.
So what advice would you give to someone, you know, like him, who's like, I want to try this and I'll try that and I'll try this and all that kind of stuff?
Okay, so I love the entrepreneurial spirit, and yeah, you do not want to dim that, but you also want to be realistic, like, how much of mom's time is this going to take up? This can't be, like, a mom project. So, you know, I would make sure I manage expectations around that, what he is going to do and what you are willing and able and have the capacity to do. I would remind him that there are no failures, there's only lessons. That's why they're serial entrepreneurs, right? Like, they might fail at something, and then they come up with a new idea, and they come up with a new idea. The thing is, often with entrepreneurs, you get this very, like, a lot of us actually have, like, an ADD diagnosis because we're ideas people, right? And then sometimes the follow-through is difficult. So for him, you know, you want to just make sure he understands where his strengths are. And so maybe he's got a buddy who's good, a good process person, or maybe he has a sibling who's good at the follow-through and he's the ideas guy. So I think really capitalizing him, teaching him to be self-aware and do what he's good at and outsource the stuff that maybe he's not good at. But I love that he does this. This is so great.
Yeah. I think that's why Julie and I make such a good team.
We do.
Yeah. I have all the ideas. Well, Emily does have some ideas, but
very few.
Very few ideas.
She helps execute
everything.
And it's good to know what you need, who you need to work with, and how to make it work.
For sure.
Well, we so appreciate your time today. We appreciate the labels. Where can our listeners find you? And yeah, just if someone hasn't heard of Mabel's Labels, a quick little overview of everything that you guys offer.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Of course, you can go to mabelslabels.com and you can see all of our labels. So we have dishwasher, microwave safe labels that are perfect for, like, you know, the Stanley Cups, the bottles, the lunch gear, all of the stuff that's going to go in the dishwasher or microwave. You can label that. We also have clothing labels. We have clothing stamps. We have peel and stick that go right on the fabric, which is very innovative and does not exist anywhere else. And that's perfect for, like, the socks that go to camp and that sort of thing. And we have bag tags. We have allergy alerts, health tags. So, obviously, and any combination of those. So, we've got, you know, if your kid's going off to kindergarten, we've got a kindy pack. We've got a, like, tween pack. We've got a day camp pack. So, just checking it all out on the website at mabelslabels.com is the way to go.
That's awesome. Because nothing is more annoying than buying a new water bottle and losing it.
Uh-huh.
Like, in that first week, the kids in the water bottles these days, they need the fancy ones, right? The Stanleys, the Odwallas, or whatever it is.
To you gotta
make sure that stuff is labeled. It's a brilliant idea, and we really appreciate you joining us, and it's always inspiring to see a mom, especially a mom of six, just killing it.
Yes.